This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel now. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel now. Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Do that one again.
Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Listen. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine.
All right, so for a moment, you may be seated. We want to spend the last moments that we have together praying specifically for students and for families. And so we have those lessons that we shared this morning about that you would pray that they would see school as a privilege, they would study hard, and that they would let their light shine, the light of Jesus shine. But there's also a few other things that you may just want to take note of that you may want to pray. And so there's one last slide to put up there, a prayer slide down on the bottom of some ways to be able to pray down at the bottom. So you can pray for the students that the Lord would help their eyes see his goodness all around them, that you would help their ears hear their teachers, that you would help their minds to learn new things, that you would help their hands to be quick to help, that you would help, Lord, their feet to take them to those in need around them, that you would help their hearts to remember that you are near, and that may their light shine for you in their school or wherever they may go. And so if we want to just take a moment, and if you are heading to school, whether it's in public school, private school, home school, cyber school, any other kind of school, if you would just stand for a moment. So students, could you stand for a moment? All the way up, and even if you're a college student and you want, feel free to do that as well. Stand up if you want. All right, so let's just take a moment. Can you look around real quick? Just take note real quick. All right, don't embarrass them. All right, and then here's what we're going to do. Also, if families who are present, if you would stand alongside of them, if there are families present, if you would stand alongside of them, okay? And then everyone else, here's what I would like for you to do. I want you to look around and see those families and those students that are standing, and I want you to make sure that everybody is covered. And here's what I encourage you to do. If you don't know who it is that's there, ask them their name. And then I would encourage us to commit that over the next year, that for that one student or that one family, that you would pray for them, whether it's daily or weekly, that you would pray for them and for their students and for the family as a whole as they would go to school for this next school year. That way, all of us are engaged in this together, praying for them. So if you are not standing, if you would just find a family and some students and gather around them, make sure you know who they are, and just take the next few moments and pray over them. Any of those lessons today, any of these that are on the screen, and then in a few moments, I will pray for them. So go ahead, let's spread out, and let's take these last moments to minister to those who are heading back to school. And so as you are finishing up and keep praying another minute or so, I'm going to pray for us and we'll dismiss everyone here in a moment. Go ahead and finish the time of prayer. So let's join our hearts together in prayer. Father, thank you for, Lord, the many generations of this church, from the youngest to the oldest. Thank you for the ways that you allow us to minister to each other and to encourage each other, to hold each other up at various places that we find ourselves in the journey of life and in our journey with you, Jesus. And so, Father, I do pray over all the students and their families. I pray blessing over them. I pray confidence. I pray the love of the Father to steady them through this year ahead. Father, I pray that you, the God of all truth, that you would speak truth into their lives. Lord, that you would train and equip them and teach them new things this year. I pray, Father, that they would embrace well the privilege that you've given to them to learn and to use all that you have given to them as worship to you for your honor and glory. Lord, I pray where there's any fear or apprehension about the year to come, maybe new experiences, new schools, new relationships, Father, I pray peace over hearts and over minds. Father, I pray families to be able to be strong in this school year. Father, I pray that this year would be a joy. I pray, Father, that no matter what may come down the road in their lives, I pray that they would sense your presence with them and that they would carry your presence, Jesus, with them wherever they go. So, Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for each of the students and their families. And thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be able to minister to one another. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen. So as you go carrying the light of Jesus and go in his peace. Amen.